All right, and welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Snack Time with Mike and Ant. I'm one of your co-hosts, Ant Testator, a writer of Names and Flavor Text
for
Wizards of the Coast. And articles at Gathering Magic. Coming soon, TM. With me, as always, trying to interrupt me, but this time I think I screwed him up.
As always.
I think I got him, the one and only master of weens, the art master, Mr. Mike Linneman.
Good to finally get you back in, Ant.
I totally got you that time.
You really did. I had a plan. I had like a strategic plan there, and you just took a left turn. I was chasing after you in Zelda, and you just, you know, went night to day, couldn't catch you. Ant, what are we here for today again?
So today we are doing unstable previews.
Okay.
So I know you're excited.
Well, I can't tell if that's sarcasm or not.
Oh, it's totally sarcasm.
It's totally sarcasm.
So right off the bat, I mean, that's something that I really want to talk about with you. But we'll get to that in a minute. I want to dive in. Everyone's probably wondering what our cards are, what these unstable previews are. So, Mike,
I like how we're going to have it on the cast and then slowly reveal this throughout the day, which is clever. So we have three preview cards. And each of the preview cards is radically different. And I want to start with the easy one.
Okay.
I want to start with multi-headed.
That's the easy one.
That's the easy one. That's the easy one. Okay. So these came in, and a while ago I asked Wizards to say, "Listen, Unset coming up. Can I get a dog? I want a dog. Give me a dog. Give me a dog preview card. If there's a dog preview card, I want a dog. I'm the dog guy. I've got three wiener dogs." And they laugh and they're like, "Ha ha ha ha, that's funny. Cool, whatever." And then we get this Hydra. And I'm like, "Well, okay, that's fine." And it's a cool Hydra. It's a half a card. And if you notice, there's the metallic things on the right-hand side. It's all the way to the border. So obviously this attaches to something. Okay. There's an ability called Augment. You reveal it. It's a sorcery, and you put a +4/+4 on something. And whatever you make is a Hydra something else, clearly. Artwork's great. YW Tang did a great job. It looks a little Dan Scott with some of his personal work that he worked in Hydras. If you've ever seen some of those, they're kind of neat. You know, you get that feel of Progenitus every time you see a Hydra, which you cannot unsee the Jamie Jones work, which is cool. But it doesn't feel like an unset. Ant, look at this card and tell me this is an unset.
Well, okay, so the one thing that's tipping me off that it's an unset is that if you just take this card at face value in a vacuum, you have five giant snakes coming out of a sewer pipe.
Okay, that's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
And you just looking at the border, like, you look at this card and it almost looks like a misprint, like it was miscut or something. Because
sure.
The frame is communicating to you, like, this is one half. It's very much like the BFG, right?
Yeah. The OG Big Furry Monster, right?
BFM.
BFM, Big Furry Monster. Real big. I remember casting that one time. It was awesome. It was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. So while the art is, you know, very serious tone, like, it looks very aggressive. And, yeah, like, if this was an entire image where we could see the rest of the body of the Hydra, sure, this could totally be a regular set artwork. But it's the frame, so that visual aspect of the card that really tips it off. Like, everything's off center, it's all leaning, you know, right justified. It's telling you this belongs attached to something else.
Okay, so for people that don't know, we're going to be slowly rolling these out during the day. So this is a half a card. It says creature Hydra. There's no casting cost, none. It's just multi-headed in the top right. In the top left, there's nothing. Yep. There's no cost. You know, it's a common in the unset, in unstable. It's +4/+4 is the power toughness. And it says augment, 4 and a green. 4 and a green, reveal this card from your hand, combine it with target host.
Huh?
Augment only is a sorcery. And above that, it says at the beginning of each end step, comma, if you roll the die this turn, comma. And you're like, what? Okay, that seems good. So
that's my favorite thing about this card is that, like, how much more unset can you get than you look at this thing and you're like,
what?
Like, it doesn't tell you anything.
It tells you you get to make, for 5 mana, you get to +4/+4, and you make something bigger.
Yeah, you combine. No, but you don't even know that. It just says reveal this card from your hand and combine it with target host.
Augment, well, I assume only it's a creature.
Augment only as a sorcery. You're just like, what? What?
So I'm thinking it's got to be a creature. It's got to be a creature, and it is a creature. Yeah. So if it's attached to something, but what's a host?
Where this not makes capitalized. Sense is that we have a second card called Labrobot. It is a 5-mana colorless host creature. So now we got that super type host. So now it's starting to make a little more sense. Hound.
It's a dog.
Right? Artifact dog. Good dog.
It's a dog.
Robo dog.
It's a dog. It's a dog.
Which is a 3/3. Right? And it says, when this creature enters the battlefield, comma, return target host card or card with augment from your graveyard to your hand.
Now, but that part is the weird part. If you look at that text in the text box, it's not in the same sentence.
No.
So when this creature enters the battlefield is like on one side,
which is target host. So genius. I love what they did here. Like, the one thing that I really appreciate about Unsets is that they totally go outside the box. Like, this is where you get to see some really interesting, creative solutions to problems that come up that they could never do in Black Border. And we got to get our boy James Arnold on here and see if he did any of the graphic design on this set, because some of the things that they did, I think, are ingenious. So, like, if we look down further in our show notes, right, for those of you following along on Gathering Magic, we have both these cards overlaid on top of each other the way you would see them on the tabletop, right? And when you play multi-headed on a host creature, in this example, we're playing it on our doggo bot here, right? You line up those sewer-looking things, and the pieces start to fall into place where now it's starting to look like a Frankenstein's monster, where you have that weird thing around his neck with the bolts in it, right?
Yep.
Now we can see that all of that weird, you know, text lining up on the right and, you know, things seeming off center, it all falls into place. We have a giant card, multi-headed bot right across the center, creature, Hydra Hound. At the beginning of each end step, if you roll the die this turn, return target host or card with augment from your graveyard to your hand.
Bingo, bango.
And it's a 7/7, right? So it all comes together, and you can finally see that you are living this mad scientist role of taking creature A and creature B and stapling them together. And my absolute favorite thing about this card is that when you're looking at Labrobot, you can see that it looks like part of the type line got broken off and it's just like sitting on the right side of the card.
Yeah.
So normally host creature hound, but they did that so that when I mash it together with my multi-headed, it remains an artifact.
Correct. So people can see that.
So people can clearly see this is still an artifact.
So we'll be posting the cards a little later today, but we want a little bit so you can look at the art first. That's very intentional on why we're doing this. Obviously, later on in the year, you know, it'll just be there. But just to know that for people listening right away.
So one more thing that I absolutely love about this combination of cards. So the art for Labrobot, right? Not only is it a good robo dog, but the dog is digging a hole. Like all dogs do, right?
Yeah, they do. They do.
But where they did the split in the art allows you that no matter what kind of creature you make, whatever kind of head you put on this Labo dog, it's always going to be digging a hole.
Yep. He's always going to be digging.
Always going to be. So now I have a multi-headed Hydra digging a hole.
Just digging it. And the dig is the ability of return target from your graveyard to your hand. And that's so clever.
Yeah. And this is where it's like true Unset. So to your point, you have this super serious five-headed Progenitus callback with the one head going off to the right where we can't see its face, right? Five-headed Hydra being all mad, chasing some birds. And that, you know, not so serious tone, that fun, whimsical tone comes in because we're like, oh, it's not trying to eat the birds. It's just like, it's just a dog Hydra digging a hole. Like,
it's super good.
It's just digging a hole.
It's super good. Side note of the art for our pupper here also is a traditional painting For people that may not know, Carl Crothall does his traditionally. So at least we'll have one in there, and it's a dog painting. It might be one of the ones that I'm looking at. Nice patina on this doggo. It's a fun thing to even see, like, the chain in the like the hip of this, to really give it that it looks realistic. Like, it isn't so, like, it's fully magic. It's like it looks believable as a, you know, created dog. Like, there's nothing that's unattached that you're supposed to suspend disbelief.
Yeah.
And it has a collar and even a bell on his, like, collar, which just makes me laugh. I like that point. Our dogs don't wear collars. They just, otherwise they just sneak up on us in the house, which is, we're okay with. So that's the first two, Ant.
That's right.
The last one's weird. Really weird.
I love this last one, though.
So you have an amazing story for this. So
yeah.
I want to start this. And then the card is called Hydra Doodle, which is, okay, also dog themed. Like, they slow rolled it on us. It's an XX green-green creature, Hydra Hound. So XX green-green, okay? And it's a 0/0. And as Hydra Doodle enters the battlefield, roll X six-sided dice. Hydra Doodle enters the battlefield with a number of +1/+1 counters on it equal to those results. So if you do it one time, it's 1/1/2, so it's a 4 drop. You get to roll a 6-sided dice. You have a 50% chance of it being 3/3 or bigger, and 50% chance.
Lots of spikes.
Not done yet.
Hydra's a number of heads is totally random.
No, it is, but
totally random.
If you scale this out and really think about, if you pay 6 mana for this, you get to roll 2 6-sided dice, and you could have up to a 12/12 for 6 mana.
You could have a 2/2.
You could have a 2/2, which would be real bad. But it's also reach and trample. So this is like the best blocker you could probably get for cheap that you could ramp into. And that's just the start. So the card is a rare, and it's good. It's made by Matthias Kohlroos, the German guy. Real nice. Digital. And what is going on in the artwork? Because I just need you to, like, slowly break this thing down.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on here.
There's a lot.
And honestly, this reminds me of the OG Unset, where there was just so much stuff crammed into it. Right. But the star of the show has got to be this pink Hydra with poodle hair.
Poodle hair.
Like, it just got poodle hair.
Yeah.
And each one of the heads is doing something different. You know, we got one that's front and center. That's like the show head, you know, giving us a good pose. We got one chasing a squirrel. We got one in a fish tank. We got one trying to eat a bone. We got one trying to eat a shark hippo thing.
It's a felative grip, I guess. Close, but shark hippo, sweet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. We got another one chasing bubbles, like derp head. Right? It's just like all of the aspects of a dog, right?
I love it.
And I'm like so in love with this particular creature, because back when I was working on Conspiracy 2, we had something similar, but it was, if I'm going to use like Spinal Tap references, it was like an 8.5 to a 9 and wasn't the full 11 that I was kind of wishing it would be.
When you're stuck in a 10, you go one more. Yeah, right. I get it.
So back when I was working on the set, there was this card that is now known as Domesticated Hydra, right? And when the sketch came across for that card, you can clearly see that the artist was trying to capture this idea of a Hydra that's also a pet. And so they did this similar thing where they had each one of the heads doing something kind of reminiscent of a dog, but not really, you know, like it really wasn't coming across super loud. And something that James Pionka, one of my fellow writers on Names and Flavor Text, and I kind of picked up on, is like, oh man, it'd be really cool if we played up this idea of, you know, like a dog Hydra. So, you know, I came up with the name Domesticated Hydra. He came up with the Sit, Fetch, Devastate Flavor Text line. And we just kind of left it at that. But what I love is that this creature, this Hydra Doodle, takes that idea to an 11 and is like, no, like, what if this Hydra was legit a poodle and like had poodle hair and was dyed pink and was on a leash and just like they went in every possible direction they could. And it's just, I'm definitely going to be playing this card in my cubes.
Okay. So these three cards that we got are from the Crossbreed Labs. This is the blue green. It's the Simic feeling.
No, it's the white green.
Oh, it's white green. White green.
Which is weird.
It's strange how that kind of fits in, but how they mash up these two things is central to that idea of taking X and Y and putting them together. But you'll notice that there's no stitching. You know, it's not like the blue zombies of Innistrad. It's more of like organic creation and whimsy in doing so, very Dr. Seuss. So you can see it in the background of this piece. And Hydrodoodle has it with this barn sort of background with pillars. So it's the agriculture mixed with academia. You know, the two things that...
Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice that. Yeah, that's really cool.
That fight each other where you can see, like, this ether grabbing thing in the top right. In the top left, it's a silo.
And then the bottom left... like a brewery.
Well, I mean, also agricultural. That's why everybody loves microbrews. They're like, oh, they're just farmers with, you know...
beer.
Chemistry degrees. Yeah, sweet. So that's what those things are in the background. So there's a lot there. There's even a clock tower in the back. I mean, it's very... you know, Iowa college mixed with something else.
Right.
To hammer that home, you'll see the guy in the bottom left, which he doesn't need to be there, but he shows you that this is some sort of test, some sort of experiment. The frog academic with the mortarboard hat, and he's got the quill pen, and he's a frog eagle, I guess.
Yeah, like there's bird feathers, hands or something.
Like bird hands. But one thing is I asked for the high-res art, and you can see that our pupper here, this Hydrodoodle, is named Fifi, which is such a fun little thing that the artist added. It's Chaos, Carnage, Gum, and Squirrel. And it's experiment number 42.
Right, so, which means there are 41 other Hydro dogs, I guess.
Other ones like this that all work together in there. So just a fun thing. I can't wait to see this out there. And talking to one of the concept artists for this push, because it's one of the few times an Unset has had a concept artist push, which normally Wizards brings in a few artists. They just do idea sharing, and just figure it out. What do they want to look like? How do you show Aether? How do you show Kithkin from Day to Night, Lorwyn to Shadowmourne? They bring them in, right? And they bring them in for a week, 2 weeks, couple weeks. They do a first group, and then there's like sometimes a next group and a follow-up. And in talking to them, notice how happy the lab is. There's no torturing beagles for science. There's no Frankensteining, though it is Frankensteining. And this mashup, very visual, you're supposed to see and get right away, because that it may not be always seen with like the Simic Ravnica Guild, that you're like, oh, it's a shark and a crab. Oh, okay, bramble shark. Like, you get it there, but you don't get to see it in everything they do. It could just be like a blue-green merfolk, and you're like, I don't quite
see it.
Or like
a human ooze.
Yeah, you're like, I get it. Yeah, but here they're like, no, 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 you're going to get this right away in every card, so it's abundantly clear. So you're like, oh, neat. So I like that aspect. I like that they did a standalone, they did a concept push, there's a style guide to really show that these things are supposed to look, so it's not just random art.
Right.
And that's one of the qualms that Ant referenced to start this cast, and that I struggled with Unsets. Not only because, you know, they're sometimes hard to play. Counting half life points is weird. The gacha mechanic was tough to deal with new players. But the art just didn't move. You know, artists struggled to have prints. People weren't that interested in the art itself. It was more about the fun and playability of things, not so much the art itself. It got so whimsical and so random that it didn't feel part of a whole. You know, you couldn't, like, root for a side and keep drafting an archetype, you know? But this, it fixed that problem with modern sensibilities, and I think Mark Rosewater talked about that. So I'm fully in favor. So now I'm not looking at this to draft. I mean, sure, drafting will be fun for a lot of people. I'm looking at this for cube. For those people making those cubes, and you're like, whoa, I could have a Hydra pupper, and we could have dice rolling. And in cube, you can make giant creatures. Like, I could roll three dice, and I could potentially have an 1818. Like, that sounds so fun that I could ramp into so easily for, you know, 8 mana. So that's the type of thing to be looking for right away in the set. And I think there's going to be quite a few more that you're like, oh, we're going to put this in my cube. We're going to put this in my cube beyond the Ashnod's coupon, beyond the booster tutor. And they're very, very sensible in that Melvin aspect, even though we don't talk about Mel. We don't like them on the Snack Time cast, or we don't like them at all. But here, I get it. Ants, what else do you got with
The other thing, the other reason I wanted to talk to you about that is because I know that you are a spike when it comes to playing Met. Like, you're very competitive, and like you love Cube for that reason, because it's such a challenge to say, like, okay, guys, like, we know the list, we know what's here, draft the best that you can. Like, it's like the All-Star game, right? It's like we all know we're good. 100%. We're all going to show up and give it our all, and it's like I am not a huge fan of Cube for all of those same reasons, because for me, Magic is very much like an escape from being on my A game, and it allows me to, you know, not take myself so seriously and relax and have a good time and joke around, have a beer or two, and just kind of like,
that's the funny thing,
friends.
How you relax and how I relax are, we hit the same end. The ends justifies the means in both of our cases, but for me, I can't. It forces me that I can't think about anything else. And that's what I find relaxing.
Interesting. Okay. See, I like sitting down and looking at weird stuff and just being like, how does this make any sense, poodle dog? And just like, I like the total break from normality of like just sitting around wondering, like, what would it be like to go to farm college and have a frog teacher and make you know, octopus hippos. I don't know, it'd be cool, I guess. Like,
it's called the University of Nebraska. Like, it really is just that.
It's,
in their biology department.
It's just like, it's interesting to me. Like, that's the one thing that I'm excited the most about with Unsets, because, you know, oftentimes for me anyway, like, I not only am I not super competitive when I play Magic, but I also tend to make like really quirky, flavor-driven decks that, for, you know, lack of a better word, they're not very good. Like, they suck. A lot of times I have nombos in my deck. Like, Ethan Fleischer makes fun of me because I play two cards that cancel each other out, and he's just like, dude, you wasted a whole turn. I'm like, yeah, but, like, all my art makes sense, and I'm telling a story. And he's like, yeah, but you're dead now. And it's just like, it's hard.
You don't know my life.
Yeah, but, you know,
Ethan,
it's hard. Like, it's hard to find a playgroup where that kind of stuff can last, and, you know, you don't just get killed like turn two and all of that deck building goes to waste, you know. And like, the one thing that I love about an Unset is when you sit down to play with uncards, like, everyone at that table, you know, has that mindset of like, all right, you know, whatever happens happens, like, I'm gonna have some fun today. You know, it makes it competitive, and yeah, like, the idea of Magic ultimately is you want to win. But when you sit down at a table and you know that there's a card that you're going to draft where you can roll three dice and get anything from a 3-3 to a 24-24, or no, what's 3 times 6?
18-18.
Like, you can't take that super seriously. You just can't. It's too random. Like, the level of randomness there doesn't allow you to be like a hyper spike, because you just know going in, like, I'm going to spend, I don't know, like, what, 10 mana for a 3-3 potentially? Like, how's that even remotely competitive? It's not. It's just silly.
but that part of it is needed here, because we got a taste of it in Conspiracy.
Right.
Like, in Conspiracy, you got the garbage fire. And I felt that was a good test out to see if it would work for an Unset. And it felt the same thing. I felt that feeling when I first saw these preview cards, and I'm like, oh, it feels like when I looked at the Conspiracies. It wasn't like, God, that's going to be terrible. It was, huh, I wonder how that's going to work.
Right.
And then you get to play with a couple Conspiracies, and you're like, man, I'm not going to play Instants. Do you know how weird that is? Like, it's just weird.
It totally flips the game on its head.
You couldn't play Instants or Sorceries in one type of Conspiracy, and you're like, what? And here, it feels so similar that I worry that these multi-headed bot, these fused together creatures, you combine them, and then if there's a removal spell, you get card disadvantage. You put two things on top of each other, you get a removal spell, you lose two cards, they use one card. It's the same issue with auras. But at the same time, I'm thinking, they've thought of this. They've thought this reason through of why that could be okay in the set, because modern sensibilities.
Maybe Whereas their head just falls off and you put a new head on.
Maybe, just like how they did with Totem Armor.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But that idea that I don't know if this would have been made, like Unhinged 2, that they would have had that in mind.
Right.
It would
right,
have been
right.
more Anthony Tessitore just, I'm going to have funsy, and not at the end of the day, you still need to play and build a deck.
Right.
You still need to, like, have the game end.
I have a feeling that, like, there's going to be... See, in my opinion, like, Unglued was funsy to the max.
Yep.
Unhinged was more, like, quirky Melvin-y stuff. Like, Gotcha's not funsy. It's, like, spike funsy. Like, I'm going to make you lose, and you're not even going to know that you lost until you already lost.
Sure.
You know? And from what I've seen of this set, it's, I feel like, to your point, it's that happy medium where the Mikes of the world and the Ants of the world can come together, draft some packs, and have a great time. Like, you can still be the spike if you want to be, but you're also going to have fun because, like I said, you might get, you know, a 10-mana 3-3.
I want to see that so bad. I want to see that live. Like, load of the click-clack, 77 sevens in a row, and it would instead someone just gets a 3 and has it on video. Like, I want that so bad.
Yeah, oh, it'll happen.
For sure it'll happen.
Yeah. I think that the flavor, too, like, the flavor of this world is very interesting. And at first I was kind of like, how's this different from Simic? But when you really think about it, it's like, you know, with Simic, the whole idea is you choose your evolution, right? Like, that's the blue-green mentality. It's like, oh, sure. You know what? I've always wanted to be a human crab, and so I'm going to slowly transform into one, and that's going to be my end goal, right? But this approach...
Obviously.
I mean, human crab. I mean, why would you not want to be that? But
I mean, Hormus.
This approach is very much research-oriented academia, and it's like, okay, no, this is structured. This is a white approach to this scientific mashing of creatures, right? And what we're
going to
do is we're going to take this hippo. We're going to give it dolphin arms. We're going to give it a shark butt and some swan wings. And then we're going to take notes and we're going to see how it performs. And we're going to be like, you know what? The Hydra ate it, so not as aerodynamic as we thought. Let's take off the shark butt and put on a squid butt and see how experiment 47 goes. And it's just, it's a very, like, structured, very white scientific approach to this same sort of problem. So,
which is, like, academic research, really, is what it is.
Yeah, it
very
is.
Sequential.
It's like, okay, that one didn't work. Let's do it again. We're going to change one thing. We're going to have a control. We're going to change literally one thing, and we're going to do it again.
bigger poodle hair on the next one.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thanks to Wizards for giving these three, because these are fun. This changed my perception of what the set could be, and that's never happened before. And I really appreciate that, especially when it's I need a pupper, and they slow roll it out to me. That's hilarious. That makes me laugh now.
I mean, the best part of that, Mike, is like you know you're the dog guy on Twitter, and they literally gave you two
dogs,
multi-headed dogs, so that you can pet forever.
I'd pet all of those heads.
Right. Easy. 36 heads.
Easy. Pet all. Like, easy pet them all. And notice there are six heads for six-headed die. It's clever. I'd pet easy that. So, awesome with the doggos. I'm going to try to, like, get a dog preview every time there is one. Like, if we ever go back to Kamigawa for, like, Commander and there's another dog thing, call in dibs. Just how it's going to be. Like, Izumaru, like, changes. He's still a good pupper. Still a good boy.
He'd probably be so old.
He's still a good boy. Probably got white face, even though he is white already. Like Toblerone. Toblerone's getting white face.
Really?
Yeah, get white face. Yeah, they're retired from racing. And if people want to follow up and say, hey, that pupper, what's going on with his little tongue sticking out in that image of the Labrador dog, where can they find you?
So you can find me on Twitter at Ant Tessitore. And I will field all kinds of questions about this Labro pup with shovel hands.
I love the shovel hands. And you can find me at Vorthos Mike. I'm super easy to find. My last name, Linneman. Just get close on them internets, doing a search, and you'll find us. We'll have the cards up a little later today. But thanks for stopping by today. We'll be back really soon. And yeah.